Street and our rector, Reverend Charles Ulick. It is my pleasure to welcome you. Visitors who are interested in learning more about Grace Episcopal are encouraged to complete an information card and pick up a hospitality bag. After the service, everyone is invited for refreshments either on the front porch or in Fletcher Hall behind me. Our hosts today are the Hospitality Committee. Today's loose plate offering is for the community kitchen. Please stand for our professional processional hymn, number 405.
Thank you. of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated as we hear God's speak.
From the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together with a crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit, through David, foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. And he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in the ministry. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us. One of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 1, found in your bulletin. We will read the psalm responsibly by half verse. "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked,
or take the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their delight is in the law of the Lord.
And on the law they meditate day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so,
but they are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment,
nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord watcheth over the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked will perish."
A reading from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who cannot believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony: God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
be with you.
Also
a reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus prayed for his disciples, saying, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking you on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world just as I do not belong. Sanctify them in the truth. Your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them to the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in the truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Word was often used for me when preparing if they are ready, ready to grow the church and speak the word of Christ. Jesus tells God the disciples are ready to be the next generation that speaks the word of God. They will also have the same connection with the Lord as Jesus does. So God will always protect them. So this means Jesus, the leader and the one everyone looks up to, is giving up all of his power and leadership to these disciples. His power is a connection with God and the ability to lead the Christian faith and be an example for everyone in the same way Jesus was. Wow. Jesus just told the disciples they are ready to follow in his footsteps and lead the church. He also says this knowing Peter will betray him, knowing Judas will turn him, and still tells God that they are ready. He knows none of them are perfect, and he knows the disciples may not do things exactly the way he will, but he believes in them and knows there's good inside of them. On this Youth Sunday, the Youth of Grace can take this. We are the next generation in the same way the disciples were. His word is being passed down through the generations and becoming known by more and more people. We are the next generation of Jesus. We are learning like Jesus, teaching like Jesus, leading like Jesus, and struggling with Jesus. When you think of how hard it is, whatever you're going through right now is, just think. Jesus did the same. Know you can handle whatever test may be put against you, because you will have people behind you. The same way God was behind Jesus, the same way Jesus was behind the disciples, and the same way the people that love you are behind you. The disciples had Jesus behind them because they recognized Jesus' position. His position as a and a role model for them and the world. Do the same as the disciples did. Learn from Jesus and know he will always be there to protect you. On behalf of the Youth of Grace Church, through this gospel and Youth Sunday service, we are ready to take on the responsibility of leading the church with Jesus behind us. We would also like to thank all of you for acting as our Jesus and helping us achieve readiness to do amazing things. Although we may face hardships, we know we can get through them. Like Jesus, we may suffer, but we know we will be able to find our way out, for God is on our side. We, as the next generation of Jesus Christ and Grace Episcopal Church, have achieved readiness to lead and love one another through Jesus Christ, learning from whatever hardships we may face.
Jake helped us focus on what an amazing experience it is to lead youth worship on this Youth Sunday. And Sarah will be focusing in on the seniors. I would like to focus on bringing Mother's Day and the scripture together. My favorite show of all time is Grey's Anatomy. It's a hospital drama show on ABC for those that don't know. Meredith Grey is an absolute icon of female perseverance, and the character inspires so many people. In the show, Gray's mother, Dr. Ellis Gray, paved the way for so many female doctors. Before dying of Alzheimer's, she received two awards for her research and discoveries in surgical medicine, the Harper Avery Awards. Meredith later in the show finds boxes and boxes of these journals her mom used for her research and sometimes personal endeavors. All Ellis wanted for her daughter was for her to win a Harper Avery, just like she did. Using the journals, Meredith picks up on her mother's work on a breakthrough in abdominal wall reconstruction. She is unable to attend the award ceremony because she stayed back to perform surgeries on her fellow surgeons. She is able to see a live stream of her colleague, Jackson, accepting the award. Many other surgeons are watching her perform the surgery and watch the live stream and see the ecstatic look on her face when her name is announced as the winner. In the viewing room above the OR, Meredith sees her mother clapping along with all of her other co-workers. This is definitely a more literal example of the gospel today. In the gospel, Jesus is praying to God for his disciples. Hearing it as a prayer a mother would pray for her children made it really click in my head. I thought about it as a mother praying to God instead of Jesus. The mother has received wisdom from God and has now passed on to her beloved children, sending them off into the world and trusting in God to protect them. Like the mothers in Puerto Rico, trusting in God for hurricanes will others affected by gun violence, praying to God that no other mother may have to feel the pain that they have been through. Like all the mothers trusting in God that the child can go to school and not have to feel the effects of bullying. And all the mothers who pass on their own wisdom to their children, don't go outside after dark. It's not safe. Let it roll off your back, sweetheart. They are hurting themselves. And wouldn't you rather wear this instead? Meredith goes on to teach the interns her ways and pass on her own wisdom. Just as my generation will pass on their own wisdom, including our mother's God-given wisdom. To all the mothers who have passed on God's wisdom as well as their own, we thank you. Amen.
Jake has shown us through the scriptures the importance of a youth lead in the congregation, while Claire has spoken about the relation of these scriptures with our mothers on Mother's Day. I have chosen to speak today about how all of these scriptures, with the similar message of discipleship, relate to our graduating seniors. In Acts 1:15-17, Luke writes about how the scriptures were revealed through David that Judas was going to betray Jesus, and how Judas was allotted a spot in the ministry, giving him a voice. Moving on to Acts 1:21-26, the disciples are going to find a new person to be a witness and join together with the apostles. Like Matthias, the graduates are being chosen to go out and live responsibly, keeping the scriptures and God close to them as a guide. In Psalm 1, the psalmist talks about how people that follow and are with the Lord are the people that are happiest in life. They don't follow the examples of sinners and are not hypocritical. They give everything up to God. One can infer from the passage that they are fruitful and they bear the good news. But what is the good news? The news is that God reigns above all. Jesus is the messenger for this. He preaches this news and people listen. They stand strong in their faith and are unwavering. However, the sinners will not be with the Lord and people are repelled by them. The Lord watches over the righteous while the wicked perish. However, this doesn't always mean that the wicked and the righteous are different people, but that it's two different aspects of one person that come together to form one personality. This relates to our graduating seniors, because now that they are leaving, they get to make a choice. Do they let the wicked parts consume them and rule their life? Will they be righteous and holy, listening to God and never forgetting the sacrifices others have had to make, like Jesus on the cross, for their family? The author of the first letter of John states that those that have the Son of God in their hearts will gain eternal life. The testimony of God is that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This testimony is above all others, and according to this, if you're not a believer, then you don't trust God. In John 17:6-19, the major theme is giving. God gives Jesus the word and the people, and Jesus gives the people the word, as mentioned in Psalm 1. The disciples know God, and they understand the word. Jesus is the word made flesh. He embodies everything that God is trying to get the people and the disciples to understand. These disciples are Jesus, and they are protected and guarded by God and Him. Jesus wants everyone to be united, and through the word of God's reign will bring people together, as we are one body in Christ. The graduating seniors are the embodiment of Christ, and they have understood the word. Jesus prays for the disciples and their success, just as we pray for the seniors and theirs. We as a youth community give our thanks to the seniors, Justin, Jamie, and Max. They have been a guide for us, and now we can use that example to be a guide for the next generation. I used to watch the older kids go to youth group and have fun, and I wanted to be like them. Now the youth of my age are the people the younger ones look up to. So thank you, seniors, Max, Jamie, and most of all, Justin, for being a guide. It means a lot to us when we wish you all the best. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. man's standing. As the 14th century mystic and theologian, Lady Julian of Norwich reminds us, Jesus Christ that does good against evil is our very mother, for we have our being of him, where the ground of motherhood begins, with all the sweet keeping of love that endlessly follows. As truly as God is our Father, so truly is God as our mother. Let us pray to our Mother God, beseeching her to hear our prayer.
Mother God, we gather in your presence to give you thanks and to celebrate the gift of your love, a love that supports, nurtures, and challenges us in ways that strengthen and transform us. We offer you praise and thanksgiving for your unfailing presence in our lives, all the blessings that you so generously offer us, Mother God.
Hear our prayer.
Today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we give thanks for mothers the world over. We give thanks for all those who have nurtured and cared for us, remembering especially birth mothers, adoptive mothers, stepmothers, surrogate mothers, aunts, grandmothers, teachers, neighbors, and all who have fostered our faith. Mother God.
We know that this day can be hard for some people. We ask you to bring healing, comfort, forgiveness, and peace into the hearts and minds of hurting mothers. And we ask that you bring love and sympathy, courage, and hope into lives of children who are hurting. Draw alongside hurting mothers and children. Comfort them and surround them with you in your care. Mother God.
Hear our prayer.
We lift up before you, O God, the members of our human family around the world, for those who are afflicted or suffering at this time, for those who need healing, for those who require bread or shelter, for those who live in violent homes and communities, for those who are grieving, and for those whose needs are known to you alone. Mother God.
We lift up the special needs and our concerns of this congregation, remembering those on our parish prayer list. We give special thanks for the bright hope of our graduating seniors, Justin, Jamie, and Max. We ask that you bless them and their families at this time of change and new beginning. Mother God.
We also pray for all those who are struggling and their families with cancer in our congregation at this time. I'd also like to remember today for family, for John, who was struck on his bicycle by a car on Thursday and is recovering in the hospital, and for their family in this time of need. We also pray for our bishop. His brother Ed's wife passed away suddenly in the past week, and we pray for him and his family who are mourning at this time the sudden death of his brother. Holy God, Mother of us all, touch us with your healing peace, gentle embrace, that we may walk in your ways, bringing dignity, justice, and peace to all corners of the world. All of this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are able, please kneel with me as we pray our asking God for forgiveness. The prayer for the people found on page 360 in the Book of Common Prayer. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, and mercy on us all, and forgive us, that we may delight. The price for the picnic is the same. same as last year. $8 for adults, $5 for children 5 and through 16 years of age. And if you have a family of 5 or more, you're very special because you get the special low price of $25 for everyone. So if you've got more than 6 kids or 5 in your family, $25. So please join us for that wonderful picnic. Sharon Chalk is helping us organize this. And as part of the custom of our church, deviled eggs are a big deal. And so she would love to know if you're going to bring deviled eggs and if you'd like to share a recipe with us. We'd be happy to more on next Sunday as we sell or offer these deviled eggs as a part of our chicken feast. We'll be having chicken as our main dish. Along with that, a part of our fundraising to help offset our deficit is we're doing a fundraising called a casserole fundraising sale. Casserole for a casserole. And so you bring a casserole and somebody likes your recipe the way you advertise it, you can buy it or you can leave it for the church and we can freeze it and then give it off to a family in need or someone in our parish who might be in need of a meal. Great to have you all here on this great Mother's Day. Now, really for the last of the audience, I'd like to call our seniors forward, Max, Jamie, and Justin, at this time. We have some very special gifts to honor you as our graduating seniors this year. Come on up. And as part of our Youth Sunday, we thought this would be really special. Have our seniors come on up. You're right, you're the main point here. I'm not going to ask you to stand up a step, Max. First of all, we would like to present with you for your years of service, which have been many. Mr. Gager would like to honor you with your acolyte crosses and your graduate for your years of service.
First of all, I've worked with these guys for what, in your case, 9 years. I present you with a future Celtic cross, and Sterling has a little box that has the more appropriate chain for college days. Thank you for 9 years of service as an athlete.
Family, come and worship with us. just so cool. I just love French, our seniors. They're just wonderful kids. Young adults, young parents, teachers. Someday when everyone parents have to come back, please come back to praise the best. Freely have you been given, freely let us give.
Jim Patton has found an exquisite piece for us to sing for you during the offertory, and the lyrics are so poignant that we thought we better read them aloud first. Jazz Hudson has graciously offered to do that.
Good morning. Children of Grace Episcopal Church and our choir will now sing A Hall of Grace with lyrics and arrangement by Joseph M. Martin, inspired by the Salic Gardens Irish melody. But thank you, Lord, for family, how precious your design, that through the gift of parents, we know your love divine. They lead us and they teach us, they help us find our place, and working all together, we build the home of grace. Oh, thank you, Lord, for family, no two of them the same. For all who care for children, they'll never share their name. But teach us, Lord, compassion, and help us grow our faith, till every home is cherished and built upon your grace. Oh, thank you, Lord, for family. This is our earnest prayer. For mothers and for fathers, for hearts of all who care. I know sometimes imperfect, I know we lose our way. But today we pledge and promise to build a home of grace.
And if the young people participating in our children's and youth choir would come to the chancel steps.
Thank you.
going in honor of her mother. Sanctified by the Holy Spirit. time put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints, especially our young people, we honor and our mothers this day. We may have our everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion round at this altar. If you would prefer not to receive the bread and wine of our Lord Jesus Christ, please come and pray with me as we are all people on the journey. Just cross your arms over your chest. If you have celiac disease or would prefer a gluten-free consecrated wafer, please put your heart on your hand or your heart. us offer our prayer after Holy Communion. Found on page 365 of the Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world of peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. If I could have all the ladies and women of our church please stand at this time for a special blessing. Thanksgiving for on this Mother's Day to all these women and young girls, we pray. Almighty God, giver of life and love, bless these mothers and all bearers of life. Grant them the wisdom of devotion in the ordering of their common lives, that they may be to those in need their strength, a counselor while in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, a companion in joy, and so knit their hearts with the wills together in your will, may be their spirits be in your spirit, that they may live together in love and peace all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Also, as a reminder, just before I get the final blessing, all the ladies, please, will receive a carnation as you leave today, as we say thank you and celebrate this special day on Mother's Day. The peace of God, who passes all understanding, bless you this day, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we start the sending hymn, I just thought of this again. There's a lot going on today. I'd just like to thank all of our youth, Carly Lane,